This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1565. Is learning a new language in your blood? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try our iOS app. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
In the English language, we have a lot of expressions using the word blood. Today, find out how to talk about things that come naturally using this dynamic word in English.
Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. Oh my gosh. Do you get grossed out by blood?
Yes, I could never be an ER doctor. Sounds like you too. Is that
me
right?
Me too. Oh my gosh. The other day I was with my son and it's different when it's your child, I guess. But oh my God, he was a total mess. And he kept on falling down and then his nose was bleeding. And then it was just it was disgusting. He fell down and his nose was bleeding. And then I was trying to get him home. And then he decided to close his eyes for fun while he was walking. And then he smashed it. And he's fine. It was just, kids I feel like he's just bouncing all over the place all the time. So he was fine. But we had a little bloody nose. And
I'm sure that a lot of our listeners could totally relate to you, Michelle. They have kids. They know what it's like. They know.
Yeah, definitely. So with that, it's one thing. It's my child. So I don't get grossed out in quite the same way. But oh my gosh, other stuff. I couldn't be in medicine. I just can't.
Oh, no. We've been watching a show called The Good Doctor. Have you heard about that one?
I've heard of it. Should I watch it?
I like it. I really like it. It's about a doctor, a surgeon who has autism, actually, and he's based in California. And it's about the whole staff on the hospital. Yeah, they're very, these are typical shows, the hospital shows. It's a template. Yeah. We know. With ER back in the 90s. But it's a good show. You identify with the characters. But yeah, when they show the surgeries that they do, because they tend to do some very advanced surgeries, brain surgeries, crazy stuff. They go in and you see the blood and I hate it. Yeah. I hate that.
Me too. I remember I used to watch House all the time. Did you ever watch House growing
up? That one
up?
I missed. No.
Oh my gosh. I loved that show. But whenever it was the blood stuff, there's another show. I can't think of what I've watched recently, but I feel like I watched another one recently. But yeah, not my favorite thing. I even used to faint getting blood tests.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
Really?
Well, once I remember, this funny story. When I was a year older than everyone in my grade. And so you had to be 18 to donate blood. And I felt so cool because I knew that I could donate blood and my friends couldn't. So I was raising my hand first to be in there to donate blood my senior year in high school. And of course, being all, proud and everything, I passed out and had to go home and all this stuff. It's of course that would happen.
No. Yeah. I passed out from getting a blood test as well once. And now I always have to get the baby needle. It's it's because I have small veins, I think. And even the word, I don't even like the word vein.
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Thank you. There's a reason why we are in the professions that we are in. Yeah,
first of all, when I watch those shows, I think the pressure that is on those ER docs. I mean, and I'm sure some of our listeners do work as nurses or doctors or surgeons. And I just feel like having someone's life in your hands, the pressure would just be too much for me.
I totally agree. By the way, shout out to any of our listeners who have been working in hospitals through the COVID-19 pandemic. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. Big shout out to the frontline workers. Yes, to the the dedication. I almost, when I think about it, sometimes it almost brings me to tears.
Me too.
You see those clips on TV and you're like, wow, like what they've gone through this year. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we're so grateful.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, this, I couldn't take that kind of pressure either. I mean, I also get, I get very queasy, you know, with blood. What does that word mean? Queasy.
Queasy is a great word. So your stomach starts to feel sick, a little nauseous.
Yeah, a little nauseous. Yeah, yeah. But you know what's interesting is, so when I was like in high school, I was kind of known that I couldn't even stand the word blood. And so it was kind of a joke with my friends, like blood. Yeah, like I was like very dramatic about it. And I've gotten a lot better. Now I realize that, you know, blood is actually used in a lot of expressions, right? I guess I can say this, but I think it's a British, I don't know if it's technically a curse word, Lindsay.
Which what is the, well, don't say it, but we don't, because we don't curse on the show, but I'm trying to figure out what exactly.
Do you hear, I'm highlighting it. I don't
think. Oh, let me see where you are. Okay. All right. Well, I suppose there are probably some curse words. I'm not sure. You know, it's funny how curse words are so different between American culture and the UK and Australia. But yeah, there may be some curse words lurking around here, depending on the culture.
Yeah. So can I even say this? I mean, I would think so.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. So when someone, well, we could say it in terms of an adjective, like when you fall down, right? You're really what?
You can get bloody.
Yeah, you become very bloody. And so some people might use this in the UK as a curse word. We'd have to ask a British English speaker if that really
is a curse
word. If
this is technically like a curse word, like could you, is this like a bad word or not? I actually, I didn't even think about that until just now. Sure. And I was like, I don't know if I can say it. I mean, in English, this is like a nothing word, right?
Exactly. So just having a lot of blood on your body somewhere means you're bloody, right? You become bloody. So we'll just say that's how we use it.
We'll
American
just leave it at
English.
That.
We'll keep it clean.
Yes, exactly. So I think, you know, and I think it can be used as a way of exaggeration. So I've definitely heard that used. So we're going to get into more vocabulary dealing with blood today because it's not Halloween, but why not?
Why not?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's used a lot in English, so it's a good thing to go into. So, but before we get into that, Lindsay.
Yes,
web class coming up.
Oh my gosh, our listeners have to know about this. Guys, in a couple of weeks, we've got our free live web class. And the thing is, this one is going to be so cool because we're going to show you the three things that native speakers do that you do not do. Oh. Right? So that really evokes a sense of curiosity.
Yes.
I wonder what
I don't know what it is.
What those three things are. We're going to show you how to stop sounding like a student in this web class. Our web classes are usually about 45 minutes long, so you can learn an awful lot in that short time. So make sure you sign up. This is May 8th and 10th. Go to allearsenglish.com/native. And Michelle, do we record our live web classes?
We do not.
We don't.
Scary.
And every time we have a web class, I get emails from students saying I couldn't make it. Can you send me the recording?
Oh,
we don't do that. We don't have it. So make sure you mark your calendars, sign up, show up. Don't get locked out of the room.
No.
Okay. And show up, allearsenglish.com/native.
Awesome. I love it.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right. So Lindsay, let's get into it. These are some very native vocabulary words, I think. Lindsay, what's the first one?
Oh, this is a great one. Talking about your family. Mm-hmm. It's in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, this is very, I mean, it means basically something's natural to you or you almost can't help it because it's in your family. It's literally in your blood.
I mean, yeah, a lot of times people might say, you know, if they had a lot of like a cook in their family, their mother used to cook, or maybe they have an Italian background or something. It's in their blood, cooking, making great sauces for spaghetti and pasta. It's in their blood. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. I mean, it can also, you know, you'd be used to say that you're really into something, you're really passionate. That, you know, for example, I mean, if I said, well, okay, for more the bloodline thing, you could say my mother's a teacher and so was my grandmother, so it's in my blood.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So it could be something that literally your parents did, your grandparents did. I mean, for me, entrepreneurship is probably in my blood because dad was an entrepreneur. And I remember, I've said this on the show before, when I was seven, he was like saying to me all the time, you should be your own boss. Yeah, that's so cute. Like, okay, I don't know what you mean, but eventually it came to the surface, I guess.
That's funny.
What else,
that's
Michelle?
Right.
What else it's is in your blood?
Well, you could say, I mean, this isn't true for me, but I mean, I try, but you could say exercising every day is in my blood, right? So maybe your family is very fit or you're just really enthusiastic about it.
For sure. I mean, so many things do get passed down through the family, maybe bilingualism, trilingualism. You grew up in a family that everyone spoke multiple languages. It's likely your kids will do the same, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of this going around for sure.
Exactly. So I love this one. Okay, this next one is super fun. Lindsay, what is it?
Well, this one's a little different. So this one I don't really use, but I like it. So it is, I bleed X and Y.
Yeah.
So used to talk about school spirit. Interesting.
It's usually with colors.
Oh,
right. Okay. So I didn't mean X and Y. I mean like so for example, you could say, "Oh, I love my team. Seriously, I bleed blue and silver."
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you think of your blood being red, but like when you say like, "Oh, you bleed this," it's like it's so much in you.
All right, Michelle, let's move to the next one. What else?
Let's do it. All right, bad blood.
Yes. Okay. So something that is bad between people, for example, enemies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here's a sample sentence. I've heard there's been bad blood between them ever since she quit his team project. So what does that mean, Michelle?
It means like things are not good. Their relationship is bad. They're kind of against each other.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So good. Mm-hmm. So good. And then new blood. This is when something new comes into a community. Right. I mean, so what is this? Give me some examples here, Michelle.
I mean, when I hear new blood, I think of how people talk about politics a lot. Right. So sometimes talk about somebody who's very new or fresh, maybe used to talk about a specific person.
Yes.
So, for example, we need some new blood to get the party moving forward.
Yes, I like that. Or, oh, wow, a new intern. It's good to have some new blood around here.
It sounds so funny because it sounds so gross, but it's very common.
Oh, we definitely use this. Absolutely. And it's a very casual native thing to say. So, yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Awesome. So we can talk more about this in a second, but we do have a role play.
Yeah, Michelle, I know our listeners love our role plays, so let's get into it.
All right, here we go. So here we are. This is a simple one. We're at work. We're okay, in the office.
All right. So have you met the new assistant?
No. Ooh, new blood. Is she nice?
Yeah, I like her. I mean, she likes my sports team, so I think she's great. You know, I bleed purple and orange.
Of course. You know, it's good we don't have any more bad blood around here now that Paul left.
Really? He brought the place down. I think this new assistant will bring up the morale around here.
Oh, yeah. So your sister is in to shadow you today, right?
Yeah. What can I say? Marketing is in our blood.
Okay. So this is a very bloody conversation. You wouldn't normally... Might be a little strange if you use it every other word, but we tried to combine them, guys.
Absolutely. So first you said, I said, have you met the new assistant? And you said, no. Oh, new blood. That's great. So you're excited.
Yeah, exactly. And then you said, you know, I bleed purple and orange, right? So those were assuming those are the colors of your sports team, your favorite team. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about that. And then what?
So then you said, of course, it's good that we don't have any more bad blood around here now that Paul left, meaning bad. So what you mean by that isn't just Paul, it's the connections between Paul and someone else was bad, right, Michelle? Like,
right, maybe they're, yeah, Paul was not a great guy around here, and he kind of brought us all down, right?
Yeah, so there was bad relationships. There was, mm-hmm. I would call that a toxic work culture.
Yeah, and then we talked about your sister coming in, and you said, marketing is in our blood. So yeah. It's like, oh, you're into it. Now your sister wants to get into it, right?
Right. Maybe my mother worked in marketing or something like that. Yeah, right. Absolutely. So it's in our blood. It's in our tradition. It's what I know well, right?
Definitely. Marketing. Definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my gosh. So that was a good one. I mean, why do you think we use blood so much in our conversations? It's so weird.
Oh my gosh. I don't know, Michelle. I think, you know, thinking about like your family and what you've learned from your family. I think that's because I think people have a pride in their heritage. I think that's mm-hmm. why we talk about this. So it's like, you know, if you're, I don't know, maybe the circus is in your family. Maybe you've had circus performers in your family and you're proud of that. So you say that you want to talk about where you came from. We all came from somewhere.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I mean, I'm thinking even of like sharing. I mean, even if you're telling someone about like the foods that you enjoy, maybe from your culture, you might say like, oh, this type of food is in my blood. It's like you grew up with it or something. Yes. Yeah, I do. I agree that there is a certain pride in using this.
Right. Spicy food or like fine food, gourmet food, whatever it is, you're not just saying like you're saying so much more when you say that. You're talking about the history of your family and what you've learned. Yeah.
Right. I love it. Yeah, guys. So you got to try these out today. So remember, we have that live web class coming up, which is three things natives do that you don't, right? So how to stop sounding like a student, guys. That is going to be so much fun with Lindsay and Jessica, May 8th and May 10th. And Lindsay, where can they go to sign up?
Guys, go right now to allearsenglish.com/native. That's NATIVE. And get your name on the list because these rooms, they fill up quickly. And if you don't show up on time or if you don't mark your calendar, you will miss it. And there is no recording.
No. So definitely get in on that. And guys, you know, try some of these words, expressions out today and let us know if this is a common in your language. Talk about blood. Is blood in your language?
Absolutely. I love it. Such a good topic today, Michelle. Really, and thanks for hanging out. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.